The introduction of a living wage to Northern Ireland would lead to an increase in employment and economic output, according to new research. Figures released by the Northern Ireland Centre for Voluntary Action suggest that up to 1,200 new jobs could be created, and higher wages would boost spending in the economy by at least $124 million a year. The living wage is an hourly rate that's assessed as giving workers a basic standard of living. For Northern Ireland, it's £7.65 an hour, compared to the statutory minimum wage of £6.31 an hour. Bumper Graham from the Public Service Union, NPSA, with us. Morning, Bumper.
Morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. The commentator, David Vance. Good morning, Mr. Vance.
Yes, good morning, Stephen.
Good morning, good morning. Well, David, what do you think? Let's pay people more. That money will pump back into the economy. Everyone's a winner.
It's interesting that a public sector taxpayer-funded body is telling, in fact, demanding that private business essentially introduces a 21% increase in its wage bill. I mean, the very notion that that would be good for the economy, Stephen, almost defies description. It would be anything but good for the economy.
Why?
Because what you're doing is you're saying that every business in Northern Ireland, doesn't matter how small they are, doesn't matter if they only employ one person, they're going to have to find an extra 20% on their wage bill. And I'm asking the question, where's that coming from then?
Yeah, there were the same dire warnings about the minimum wage, weren't they?
But you see, the thing is that the guy, for example, behind the minimum wage, who was Tony Blair's advisor, a guy called John McTernan, Stephen, has made it clear that the living wage would be a disaster for the simple reason that the minimum wage was set at a percentage of about 40% to the average, to what would be the average wage, whereas this living wage is set around 65-70%.
Bumper?
So on that basis,
well,
it just doesn't
Stephen,
work.
It's time for Dickensian old thinkers like David Vance to move off because he doesn't understand the issue. Not only would this create 1,200 jobs, it would also boost the economy by £124 million a year locally. So that's a win-win. And even the Prime Minister, who I wouldn't be a supporter of, said that the living wage is an idea whose time has come. So let's bring it about and let's say the time has come for old thinking like that of David Vance. And let's move on and provide workers with a decent wage, a wage that will lift them out of poverty. And that's one of the targets of our executive, to lift families out of poverty in Northern Ireland. And if the executive could agree one thing, what they should agree to do is actually provide legislation to ensure that the living wage is applied throughout Northern Ireland.
You see, and that's the difference between Bumper and myself, Stephen. You see, those like Bumper who don't have responsibility for making a penny profit can lecture those who do on how they should run their business. And I'm speaking for all those small businesses in Northern
You're
Ireland.
You're not speaking for small businesses.
I'm speaking
representative of the small businesses. Welcome to living wage.
I shouldn't interrupt you. Don't interrupt me.
But I will not let you get away with misleading the public
there
or making
go,
assertions
talk
about
over
my position.
The public, so the trade union bully boy way. The fact of the matter is that
the fact of the matter is you're wrong.
You see, again, little one-liners, Bumper, but not prepared to engage in the economic substance of the matter like so much of what you do. The fact is that a 21% increase, that's what it is, a 21% increase on the wage. Let me finish,
Bumper.
Let's let him finish. Let's let him finish the sentence.
The wage is unaffordable to many small businesses.
You can respond.
You can understand that, Bumper. Well, I'm not surprised.
Wilfred Mitchell, who heads up the Federation of Small Businesses, has supported the aspiration towards a living wage. So it's quite clear that David Vance speaks only for David Vance, and what he wants is to have sort of servitude of workers.
Far, far from it. And in actual fact, Bumper, many businesses around the UK, not just Northern Ireland, have the simple understanding that if they are forced to hike their wage costs by 21%, that will cost jobs. And the other thing that
that's not what the data shows.
What you have ignored is that in this very report from the public sector body, of course, it does suggest that 1,200 jobs would be lost.
It would create 2,400 new jobs, giving a balanced increase of 1,200.
And
NICFA is not
jobs.
NICFA is not a public sector body.
Can't you read, Bumper? It says it could lead to 1,200 jobs being lost. Now, which part of that do you not understand?
Yes, and it goes on to say, but 2,400 new jobs being created. So if you take 2,400 minus 1,200, that's a net gain of 1,200.
And what about the
yet again, you can't even count.
That you put on the dole bumper. Are you happy to put 1,200 people on the dole?
It's about time you went, David.
It's about time you two joined the Muppet Show. Thank you very much, David. Thank you very much, Bumper. Lovely to talk to you both. That's it for today. I'm away to lie down. We'll see you tomorrow when we start at 9 o'clock. If you want to continue to talk to us on Twitter, please do so at Stephen Nolan. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm starting to lose the plot. Have a nice day. Bye-bye.